It's the Cooper and Anthony Show.
All right, so what's the segment that we have to do every day now?
It's called Dumbass.
You're a dumbass. You're a dumbass. You're grade A, number one, bona fide first
Catchy.
Class. You're a dumbass.
I like it.
You're a dumbass.
We'll never run out of stuff.
And you'll be one all your dumbass life.
Excellent.
All right, the new dumbass thing people are doing, people are buying the new Xbox and vaping into them because it looks cool and the smoke comes out the top.
What? How did somebody figure that out?
I don't know. So it's a thing now. Microsoft had to put out a warning. We can't believe we have to say this, but please do not blow vape smoke into your Xbox Series X.
I mean, I could see if maybe the Xbox was like $10, you know, so if you mess it up, you just run to the store and get another one. Aren't they like a couple of $100? Aren't they? They're not cheap, right?
Yeah, so people are blowing smoke into it and saying, oh, look, my Xbox is on fire, and they're tweeting to them saying that they're defective. So it's not defective, but you know what? After you do it a couple of times, it goes and it gets defective.
Oh, see, there it goes.
It's popping.
I thought I was lying.
Because you broke
it yesterday and it keeps
popping. You're a dumbass.
It should turn back on by itself.
Yeah, you know what's defective? The guy talking right now. He's defective.
Yeah, you're a dumbass for blowing vape smoke into your Xbox.
Into your expensive Xbox.
Right.
You're in the wrong line, dumbass. Over there.
I'm sorry. I am in a big dumbass.
Oh, another dumbass today?
Oh, I got lots of dumbass stuff.
Excellent.
The dumbest economist in the history of the world.
Okay.
Came out today to say we are going to have zero cases of COVID-19 in 6 months.
The news this week says there's a different path. We might get a situation where reported cases of COVID in the United States fall very close to zero in Q2 of next year. That 6 month difference, that 2 quarter difference, matters a lot. It means an extra 1 to 1.25 percentage point gain in GDP next year. To put that into complete numbers, under our baseline view for a President Biden with a split Congress scenario, we're looking at something like 2.75% growth next year.
I don't see how that's possible.
Yeah, so he came out today on the TV and said, don't worry, in 6 months, it's going to be gone. And I'm an economist. You have to listen to me. Don't worry about it.
Right, an economist, not an epidemiologist. That's like my going to my dentist and saying I'm having problems with my vagina.
and him saying, it's fine.
Your vagina's fine. I'm looking through your mouth and it looks good to me.
Hey, let this dumbass through.
Your old buddy Scott Baio's in the news.
Oh, no. Now what?
He had too much time on his hands. He went to the store Michaels, you know, the Michaels store.
Yeah, well, they have art supplies, yeah.
Art supplies. And he spelled out, Trump is still your president in candles. And took a photo of it and posted it online. So people are giving him crap for having way too much time on his hand to spell out Trump is still your president in candles. And the word of the day from the dictionary is...
Farrier.
So I'm going to use it in a sentence.
Okay.
Them elections weren't no farrier.
I was like, is that even a word? What are you saying?
That's the word of the day, so I had to put it in a sentence.
Oh, God.
Them elections weren't no farrier.
Yeah, dumbass, even smarter than President Camacho.
Okay, so a guy in, ready for this? Florida.
Knew it.
Was driving around sporting his Trump flag.
Okay.
In the back of his car, and a lady flipped him off.
Right. But
she didn't flip him off. She flipped the flag off, pretty much. So this guy gets out of the car, and it's a lady, remember that, and he walks up to her and says this.
If you weren't a kid... You know what? I'm going to knock that phone out of your hand. Oh, just sit back and relax, you dumbass.
Bye.
Sit back and relax.
I am, sweetheart.
Yeah, yeah.
Bye.
Yeah. I wish you were 18. I'd remove your head.
I am, bitch. I am 19, bitch.
Touch me. Touch me.
No, sweetheart.
touch me.
You're not worth it.
Touch me.
This is where the world is going, right?
Touch me.
You're not worth it.
He's threatening to beat up a 19-year-old girl.
I dare you. I'll remove your f***ing head. You're in my face. You're in my f***ing face. You better back off.
Yeah, okay. He's a 50-year-old man.
Look at this little
And this is what he's doing with a 19-year-old girl. This is how he's treating
you, motherfucker. I get so much more f*** than you.
You know what?
Did I?
Put your f***ing hand on me.
Yeah. So TMZ is putting this video out trying to shame this guy. He's today's number one dumbass.
Yes, that is the number one dumbass. If you're a 50-something-year-old guy and that's what you're doing to a 19-year-old girl because she flipped you off and you're not more mature than her, you're a dumbass.
You're
this song's
dumbass.
For you.
You're grade A, number one, bona fide first class. You're a dumbass.
Yes, you
the
are.
The elections were
you're
inferior.
A dumbass, and you'll be
use that word tomorrow.
Dumbass life.
It's not barrier.